Hello, and welcome again to Not Just a Rainbow Podcast. Today, Catherine is as usual with you, and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project and please share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about sex and relationships. Okay, let's start. Sophie takes a deep breath before going down the stairs into what seems like a creepy basement. Her name, and all names in the story, have been changed to keep things private. She takes a step forward and feels at ease. She knows this place like the back of her hand. To some, it may look like a regular dive bar, but to her, it's a portal to a wild world of fun. A party where pretty much anything flies. She grabs her partner's hand and they move forward. It's not their first time here, but the excitement never gets old. Sophie and her partner have been mostly faithful to each other for 5 years, but every now and then they spice things up by going to a sex party. It helps them explore their wild side and remember what they love about each other. And they're not the only ones who do it. Sex parties were all the rage during the pandemic, and last summer was called the summer of sex parties, because more people were trying out open relationships. In simple terms, these parties are where folks can get it on, and it's totally cool as long as it's safe and respectful. But let's be real, they're not exactly your typical couples bonding activity like rock climbing. These events can be anything from chill parties to wild orgies, where the main goal is to have a good time, and maybe get lucky. There's a little something for everyone, whether you're into group activities, watching performances, or exploring your bondage desires. Sex parties have been around forever in one way or another, for both open and closed couples. Swapping partners has been a thing for a while, mostly with heterosexual couples. But nowadays, sex parties are more inclusive of all sexualities. The idea that sex parties can be a bonding experience for couples isn't talked about much, except in The Ethical Slut, where they mention how exciting it can be for monogamous couples to have sex in a sexy setting with other people watching. So Ingrid, a 38-year-old doctor in Amsterdam, has been hitting up sex parties for 2 decades. She's all about that BDSM life too, and thinks sex parties can actually be a great thing for couples. She reckons if you're into more than just boring monogamous relationships, it can be a real eye-opener. Some folks might think BDSM and sex parties are weird, but for some people, it's a chance to be themselves in a safe and judgment-free zone. Some people feel like attending a sex party can help them get more intimate with their partner. Ingrid knows a couple who were both into kinky stuff, but didn't know how to get started. After going to a party and meeting BDSM experts, they felt more comfortable trying new things, like spanking. Ingrid believes that attending these events can spark conversations about fantasies and desires that you may not have had otherwise. The best part of going to sex parties for Matt, a 55-year-old finance guy, is feeling super close to his partner. He's been going to these parties and throwing them for like 10 years now. Matt always brings his submissive with him for some BDSM fun. He gets a kick out of other people checking her out. It's not just about sex, there's also a bit of excitement in the air. When couples loosen up and stop trying to control everything, that's when the real fun starts. Matt likes going to big sex parties sometimes, but he really enjoys smaller, more private ones with around 8 people. These parties are more intimate and give newcomers a safer space to try new things. He says, "I like to make sure everyone is chill first, you know. I offer some wine. Let people relax a bit. I'm really into whipping during impact play. I hold these sessions that usually last a couple hours, where I whip the submissive in front of a crowd, a lot of them being married couples. People can join in or leave whenever they feel like it." He says that couples are the main group of people who attend, with many of them coming back often, or getting a kick out of discovering new fantasies and kinks together. It's all about getting lost in the fantasy that makes these events stand out. "It's all about trust, man. If you don't give it, you ain't gonna get it back," says Matt. "Being part of these parties and this crew is all about taking risks and seeing what could happen. Sometimes I feel like I live more in one night than some folks do in their whole life." Going to a sex party isn't a walk in the park. If you've been to one, you know that making sure everyone is on the same page and talking things out is super important. It's crucial to know your limits and your partner's too, so you can have a great time and really enjoy the experience. Ingrid says it's super important to communicate, especially for newbies. "You gotta talk things out and set boundaries from the get-go. There were times when I wasn't vibing with my role and wanted out, and times when my partner felt the same. It's all about being real with yourself and your instincts." Sex parties are all about getting physical, but don't forget about using your words too. Ingrid says it's important to communicate with your partner during the steamy action. Let them know if you're into something or want to try something new. You might both be turned on by the same thing for different reasons, and that's what makes it all so hot. Just talk it out and have fun. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends, and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.